From the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, we have Lisa Peterson and Jane Barthow. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning, good Jeff. Morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Almost winter walk.
It's almost. Okay. How many days?
Can we all agree?
We were trying to do math already.
2 days if you don't count the weekend. We had you in last week to talk a little bit about Winter Walk. We didn't get a chance to talk about some of the people that are making this whole thing happen, other than the two of you. And, of course, Rachel, you've got a lot of help otherwise. We want to talk about some of the volunteers. We'll go over some of the events a little bit later on today. But it takes just a whole army of volunteers
definitely
to get this thing
done.
Definitely
takes a village.
Exactly. Well, I was trying to count individually, and we're upwards of 50, 60, 70 volunteers, which is really good.
It's exciting.
Now, when you get the volunteers, are they mainly groups that you recruit and that come in and help, the members come in and help, or do you have individuals contacting you as well?
You know, it's both, actually. Some of them are veterans, and they've come back year after year. There's this mysterious trombone player.
Oh, the trumpet player?
Trumpet player. I think his name is Steve, but I'm not sure. But he comes back independently and just shows up and plays carols up and down the street all during Winter Walk. So I'm really hoping, if you're listening, we'd love you to come back this year, too.
Yeah, I heard him. I'm presuming it's the same guy.
I'm sure it is.
Right.
This was not on a winter walk. It was just one day. I don't know if it's around Christmas or is it summertime or when. I can't recall. But all of a sudden, this guy shows up on the corner by a Rare Pair and starts playing his trumpet very well.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, it echoed down the streets. There wasn't a real big crowd or anything there. But, just pulled out the trumpet and go at it.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, he's very talented.
Mm-hmm.
It just adds so much to the feel downtown. But now that you're asking me that, these are primarily groups of people. Historically, the National Honor Society from the high school is always looking for areas to volunteer and put in a certain amount of hours to earn that certification. And we've got probably about 20 of those guys.
And they're the ones that put together the luminaries.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's I had that duty for a long time of loading them, actually putting the sand in the bag and everything.
But that was fun when we would put the sand in the bag, like out on north of town.
Yeah.
Yep.
Out in Waterford.
Yes. We would put the sand in the bag. It would be like a party, and then we'd come back and have pizza, and it was wonderful.
I never got to experience that, but we're thinking about maybe a hybrid of bags next year, luminaries. So
yes,
bring a little history back, but not so overwhelming, and hopefully none of those bags will start on fire.
Yeah.
So there's pros and cons to both.
Well, you definitely have a tradition to build on there with the luminaries. So, and the Honor Society's done a great job.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
They're really nice to work with.
Well, not only are they setting up luminaries, another group is coming back to pick them up at the end of the night. And I asked them to be the elves and the characters, and those spots filled immediately.
Wow.
So we've got,
elves and coming
in. We do. We might even have an Elsa. A couple of extra snowmen.
Now, where are they from?
That's from the National Honor Society.
Oh, the same.
Yeah,
group.
I'm just pleased to see there are outgoing kids that really want to be characters and dress up and hand out the candy canes that we have. So
have fun.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty cool. And I said pose for pictures.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, what else do we have? St. Olaf signed up their, I hope I get this right, Student Support Services Board of Leaders. Found our need on Northfield Share's website on the hub and signed up 15, 16 of their folks. So they're going to come down too and help wherever needed, but primarily they're going to help the folks on and off those horse wagons. So they'll entertain the lines and just make sure everybody is safe on and safe off. And
all right. That's good. You're going to see the colleges get involved. Come on down to downtown Northfield and experience a little slice of Americana, of Christmas Americana right on Main Street.
Yes. sometimes they come down and they carol too. Like they just sporadically show up. Their choirs or groups of people. So and they're more than welcome to do that again.
Cool. I'm going to be. It's not too late.
It's never
to come
too
down
late
with an idea.
We're talking Winter Walk with Jane and Lisa from the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. It's just a couple of days off, and we're highlighting some of the groups now that will help out because it's really a community event. It's kind of like Defeat Days, a smaller one-day event, but you need so many just bodies, people doing stuff to make the whole thing come off. Who else do you have coming down?
Good question. We've got several music folks. I should. Some of them are historic. I can't say it. Iacante? The music group from the high school?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
E Cantante.
That one.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't even try.
I apologize.
And that's a local group of...
I can spell it.
just people who like to sing.
Say it again.
E Cantante.
Okay. They will be coming down mm-hmm. and caroling, and they'll be walking through the streets doing that. So I was pleased that they're going to come back. We've got Handbell Choir at mm-hmm. inside of the library. And the ELC Church is going to come down with their choir,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be singing outside of Edward Jones between 5:30 and 7:30. And a new group this year, a choir group as well, out of the church, Northfield Community Church,
mm-hmm.
the old Moravian Main Street Church. They'll be singing also between 5:30 and 7:30 indoors.
All right. Boy, a lot of singing groups, a lot of musical groups.
Well, we didn't even talk about the middle school kids that are traditionally there on the showmobile. So they're, and I apologize, I have been saying 5th, 6th, and 7th graders for a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Yeah, that's middle school.
That's middle school.
That's middle school.
You're right. You're right. So I need to publicly apologize to all the kids who are smarter than me. So, because I was saying, I won't say it again, the 6th graders will be at 5 o'clock. The 7th graders will be at 6 o'clock. And the 8th graders will perform at 7 o'clock. So they will be on the stage. And mm-hmm. that's all a volunteer gig as well. And I'm sure the teacher is putting in extra hours to come on down too. So those, yeah, lots and lots of music.
Yeah, a lot of music going on. Once again, it's Winter Walk. And not only that, if you go inside the stores and stuff, a lot of them have their own musicians or own singers or musical acts as well. So
they do.
It's going to be music. And Northfield's kind of a music city.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to go venture any further than to Winter Walk, just down the street to find out why.
Exactly.
All right.
We also have the fire station. The fire Santa's coming in on a fire truck. Closest thing we could find to a red sleigh.
And Rudolph.
And the firefighters are also both volunteering that night.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep, it was they stepped up right away, and I'm just really thankful for that. And the city's going to have a couple snow plows there, the ones that St. Dominic painted.
Mm-hmm.
So whomever's bringing those plows forward and, you know, out and back are volunteering as well. So it took a village, like Lisa said.
So once again, we're talking Winter Walk, the Chamber of Commerce. Is that, have we run down everybody you want to mention?
One
or
more.
Are there still more?
Two more.
Okay.
I didn't have this one written down, but sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a couple of hockey moms coming in to be Frosty and Rudolph. They will be up and down all night. So I'm going to say Joan Fisher and Cheryl Buck.
All
thank
right.
you, ladies.
Yeah, thank you. Those are, they play important roles.
Yeah, oh, of course they
Christmas
do.
Christmas time.
So, and if I have left anybody out, I apologize.
Well, it's a wonderful program. It's and right now, we also should mention, I'm looking at the clock, half an hour from now, we got another clue mm-hmm. in the ornament
mm-hmm.
hunt. So I don't know if you've seen people out and about hunting, but you might be covered with a little bit of snow now.
Typically, that first clue never makes sense to me
mm-hmm.
until somebody finds the ornament, and then I go, oh!
Yep.
That's it. I get it.
I never, yeah, I can never get them either. I'm not a riddler. I don't
know. So I couldn't pick out, because I heard you almost sing it this mm-hmm. morning, and I still couldn't pick out what was the important piece, except don't go near the pool. So.
Well, we'll have clue number two coming up a little bit later on. I don't know how well I'm going to sing that one. I'll try to get a halfway singy-songy, but But that's coming up in just a few minutes. And Winter Walk, folks, is Thursday. We're just a couple of days away, and it's going to be a fun one. We've got a little bit of snow out there that's going to make it look nice. Hopefully it doesn't rain or anything on Friday. But our Thursday, at least we have a warmer temps than we had yesterday.
Yes. No wind.
Oh, boy. No, our luminaries would be gone.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody would be gone. They'd blow it right down the street.
Anything else you'd like to mention about Winter Walk?
No, that's a lot. So thanks for letting us come and talk again and share our volunteers and highlight them all.
All right. And KYMM, by the way, will be playing Christmas music the whole time.
Absolutely.
Wendy will be in from 6 to 9 with Christmas music by the score.
It's going to be awesome.
All right.
I can't wait.
Thanks for coming in. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, Jeff.
It's Jane Bartho and Lisa Peterson from the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. And Rich back in just a couple of minutes with a look at local news headlines. Latest from around the state with MNN, that's next.
At Community Resource Bank, we